哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。奉主的圣名，我们在这边一起来学习查考圣经上的道理哦。从今天从这个礼拜五晚上开始哈。接下来如果我有机会在这边的一起聚会的礼拜五晚上都想用犹大书来作为彼此分享的内容哦。
For the following occasion in which I have the time to share the word of God with you here, I'd like to take up the book of Jude as a major encouragement.
因为我们发现信徒哈，我们的信徒哈，因为每次聚会常常听的内容都不太一样啊。
We realize that each time our members are exposed to different passages of the Jude.
不同的讲道的人会挑不同的经节来作为他们分享的题目。
And naturally, different speakers will pick different passages or verses as the source of their encouragement.
所以有的信徒虽然聚会很多年，道理听非常多但是好像整理不起来哈。
So although some members have heard many sermons for many years, it seems that they cannot put everything cohesively together.
故事知道很多。
They know many Bible stories.
但是在圣经里的顺序却不了解。
But they do not know the chronological order of things in the Bible.
所以我们会希望说利用这种晚上聚会的时间这种机会能够有系统的来查考一个书卷哦。
So it is our hope that through Friday night service we can very systematically study one book.
所以我们从犹大书开始
Let us start from the book of Jude.
为什么要从犹大书开始呢
？Why the epistle of Jude?
因为它最短
Because it is the shortest.
整个犹大书只有一章而已所以我们从犹大书开始你只要查完这一章你就查完了这一本书啦所以我们从犹大书开始学习犹大书是谁写的犹大书就是犹大写的哈。
It was written by Jude.
但是这个犹大不是卖主耶稣那个犹大哦。
This Jude is not Judas who betrayed Jesus Christ.
我们不要想说，哎呀，这个犹大把耶稣卖掉之后还写了一本书
Let us not be mistaken. It's not that Judas betrayed Jesus and then went to write an epistle.
没有犹大卖完耶稣不久他就死掉了。
Surely not because he lost his life.Shortly after he betrayed Jesus.
这个犹大这个名字圣经当中有好几个
There are many Judas or Judases in the Bible.
这个犹大书的作者是主耶稣的弟弟肉身上的弟弟
And for Jude, the author of this book, he is the younger brother, physically speaking, of Jesus Christ.
这个犹大他本来是不信耶稣的
Originally, he did not believe in Christ.
当耶稣还在世，还在传福音的时候
When Jesus was still in the world preaching.
其实主耶稣的弟弟他们都不相信他的
we know that his brothers did not believe in him.
但是当主耶稣为了我们受死钉在十字架上以后
But after Jesus gave himself for us on the cross,
不止感动了很多的人
not only he touched the hearts of many,
同时也感动了他的弟弟
but he also touched the hearts of his own brethren.
所以他的弟弟也都信了耶稣
Therefore, all his younger brothers came to believe in him.
不只是信了耶稣
not only they believe in Jesus,
更能够在教会在使徒教会里面发光发热有用
Moreover, they were able to shine the light and the fire for Christ.
所以主耶稣的两个弟弟雅各跟犹大在当时候的教会里都是非常重要的人物
So Jesus' two younger brothers, Jude and James, were important workers and the apostolic charge.
雅各留下了雅各书。
James wrote the book of James.
这个犹大就留下了犹大书
And accordingly, Jude wrote the book of Jude.
这个犹大书他写作的时间已经在比较后面犹大很老了。
The time of authoring for the book of Jude is more posterior in his old age.
这个时候基督教这个使徒教会已经传开了，已经长大了。
At that time, the apostolic church was already mature and expanding.
很多人信耶稣。
Many people believe in Christ.
到处建立教会。
And they established church all over.
教会信徒增加。
The members were added into the church.
势力变强。
Their power grew.
但是问题也越来越多
At the same time, the problems also multiply.
因为很多人虽然信了耶稣
Because although many believe in Christ,
但是他外表是基督徒，内在却没有什么改变。
They had a Christian appearance outwardly, but inside there was no change.
有人虽然说他要信耶稣
Although some people declared they wanted to believe in Christ,
但是他外表在拜神，内心还是在拜他自己所认识的偶像。 或者是他的哲学。
Outwardly they might be worshiping Christ, but inside, inwardly they might be worshiping their own idols or their own philosophy.
所以很多人虽然来到教会，
so many people came to the churches,
却把他过去的一些思想、哲学、观念、偶像崇拜的方法也带进教会里面来了。
So harbored and persisted in their ways of worshiping their idols, their own philosophies and ideas.
所以虽然教会成长得非常的快，
so although the church grew at a very fast
pace, 虽然信徒增加得非常的多，
although the number of members was increased daily,
但是教会当中越来越混乱。
And so the church, the chaos was also more and more marked.
各种异端学说越来越盛行。
Sort of heresies and strange beliefs started to spring up within the church.
这个时候这个老犹大啊，这个工人啊，这个老犹大啊，
at this time, the senior worker Jude,
他就为了教会感到非常的担心啊，
felt very troubled because of the church.
所以他就特别写了犹大书来警告当时的信徒。
And for the sake of the church, and as a warning, he wrote the book of Jude.
好，我们来看一下犹大书哈。
Let us take a look at the Epistle of Jude.
圣经中的倒数第二卷启示录的前面呢。
It is the next to last book in the Bible, right before the book of Revelation.
犹大书的第一章啊，只有一章哦。
Jude chapter one, only chapter.
第一节。
First one.
犹大书的第一章第一节。
Jude chapter one, verse one.
第一节。耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给那被召在父神里蒙爱为基督耶稣保守的人。第二节，愿怜悯、平安、慈爱多多的加给你们。第三节，第三节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。第四节，因为有些人是偷着进来的，就是自古被定受刑罚的，是不虔诚的，将我们神的恩当作放纵情欲的机会，并且不认独一的主宰我们主耶稣基督啊。那在这里犹大呢，一开始就讲到教会的问题啊。
Here, right from the start, Jude mentions the problem in the church.
犹大先跟所有的信徒问安。
And first of all, he greets the members of the church.
马上他就提到教会有些问题必须要去面对。
And immediately he points out and identifies the problems that need to be attended.
也是我们明明看到教会里有些问题。
We sometimes see very evidently the problems of the church.
我们却会把自己的眼睛遮起来。
Nonetheless, sometimes we shut one eye and open one eye.
没有人想要做坏人。
And no one wants to be the bad person.
没有人想要去解决问题。
No one wants to be the bad cop.
我们想要把责任推给别人，把这些问题交在别人去处理。
Push the responsibility aside and also the blame the other way.
因为现今没有人喜欢做坏人啊。
Because realistically speaking, no one wants to be the bad guy.
但是我们在这里看到这个犹大啊。
But here when we look at Jude,
他却没有把这个责任推给别人啊。
We see that he did not brush.Aside the responsibility.
他没有说反正我也老了。
He didn't say I'm of old age.
反正我也快死了。
I'm about to die anyway.
我自己能够进天国，我管你们其他的人啊。
I can be saved. I don't care about you other people.
没有啊，他愿意去做这个坏人啊。
No, he was able to be the so-called bad guy.
当他看到问题，他就把问题提出来，让大家知道。
When he saw the problem, he raised his voice so that everyone knew.
因为这个问题不是跟他个人有关系啊。
Because this problem is not related to him as a person.
这不是说谁惹他生气。
Not to say who provoked him.
哇，谁跟他吵架啦？
Not to say who came to fight with him.
谁没有帮他倒茶？
Or who didn't serve him.
如果是这种呢？这种不重要，这是小事啊。
If this were actually the case, this is negligible, it's not important.
但是当这是跟真道跟得救有直接的关系的，
But when the problem is related to the truth itself,
他就不能闭口不言啊。
Then he cannot remain silent.
他不能假装看不见啊。
He cannot pretend he did not see the problem.
他必须要勇敢的去面对并且去处理这些问题啊。
He had to valiantly point out the problem and deal with it.
所以我们今天也被神交托了这样的责任啊。
Today we have been entrusted the same mission from God.
我们也要为真道勇敢站立起来啊。
And likewise, you need to stand steadfast for the truth.
不是要叫你跟别人吵架。
Not to say that you need to pick fights with others.
也不是叫你可以随意的指责别人。
Not to say that you can without any cause point to others.
但是如果是跟真道、跟得救、跟永生有直接的关系，
but the problem is related to the truth, to the Bible, and to salvation.
那一步都不可以退后啊！
Then you cannot cede one step.
我们来看一下希伯来书啊。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书
Hebrews
希伯来书的第九啊第十章哦。
Hebrews chapter ten。
希伯来书的第十章第三十五节。
Hebrews chapter ten verse 35。
三十五节
35.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐。三十六节
36.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完神的旨意，就可以得到所应许的。三十七
37.
因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。三十八
38.
只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜换他。三十九节
39.
我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人啊。那这里告诉我们说，我们都是那个不会退后的人啊。
So here we're told that we should not draw back.
如果今天是你跟人跟人之间的关系啊，
If the problem now is interpersonal,
那我们要退后一步啊。
Then yes, we recede, we let the other person.
哇，这个排队谁先吃饭啊？没关系，让你先啊。
If we are lining up to eat downstairs, then that's the matter. You can go first.
啊，你走过去没有跟我打招呼，哎呀，没关系啦，你不是故意的。
And if you see me, if you don't see me and you didn't greet me, that's okay. You didn't do it on purpose.
这些都是小事啊。
These are all small matters.
在这种小事上，你可以退后一步。
And in these small things, you can yield.
你也应该要退后一步啊。
And you should do so.
啊，但是在这里说啊，当是跟永生跟得救有关啊。
But here we are told that this is related to the truth and to salvation.
他说我们绝不是那个退后入沉沦的那种人啊。
This passage tells us that we are not those who draw back.
得救的真理，你退一步就是沉沦啊。
Because if you draw back in the matter of the truth, then you are in perdition.
哦，所以在这里呀、啊，那个犹大告诉我们啊
，And Jude tells us
要勇敢
，And be brave，
要站立的稳
，And be earnest and stand steadfast，
要能够敢于面对问题呀、啊、
，And be able and brave to face the challenge。
那在这里犹大讲到说，当时教会有三个很大的问题啊
，Here Jude mentions three very important problems。
那这三个问题也是我们今天要仔细想想，我们有没有一样的问题啊
？So why not think about us today if we have the same three problems？
哪三个问题
？What are these three problems？
我们看犹大书第一章的第四节啊、
哦、，See Jude chapter one verse four。
第四节
，verse four，
他说啊，有些人是偷着进来的。
It says, for certain men have crept in unnoticed.
而教会里面有些人是偷溜进来的。
Some people have sneakily crept in.
那什么叫做偷溜进来啊
？What is the meaning of creep in unnoticed?
哦，我们教会有前门还有后门哦。
We have a front door and a back door.
那个地下室还有一个铁门呢、啊。
And also we have an iron gate downstairs.
啊，没有从正门进来的是不是偷进来的啊
？Does it mean if you enter the chapel through the back door, you crept in?
啊，没有关系啊，你爱从哪个门进来都没有关系啊。
It doesn't matter whichever entrance you pick is.
但是他说啊，这时候有些人是偷偷进来的、啊。
This verse says that some people crept in unnoticed.
那什么样的人叫做偷偷进来的、
啊、？What sort of people creep in unnoticed?
啊，就是带着一个错误、不正确的目的进来教会啊。
They are those who come to church with a hidden agenda or motive.
哦，这有时候有每个人来到教会都为了不同的目的。
People come to church for different reasons.
有的人可能是身体有病痛，需要神的帮助。
Some people come because of physical ailments.
啊，可能有些人是家庭不平安。
Others come because of family problems.
有人可能是事业不顺利。
有的人可能心灵非常空虚
Some because they feel empty spiritually. 有人觉得他的人生需要神
Some feel that they need God in their lives.
不管什么原因把你带到神的面前都没有关系
But no matter what reason brings you to church, it is okay.
都是让我们慢慢的去寻找认识这个神
For a common objective is to slowly pursue the knowledge of God.
但是有些人来就目的就完全不一样了
Yet some people from the get-go start with a different motive.
有的人纯粹来教会只是啊要找做生意的机会啊
Some people come with the goal to have more business relationships.
有的人来教会只是因为在家里太无聊了，找个社交的场所、啊。
Some people come because they feel bored at home and want to socialize a little.
所以因为他们带着错误的目的进来。
And because they come with the wrong motive.
所以他们来到教会里面什么都没有看、他们什么都看见的就是没有看见神。
In church, they notice every single thing except for God.
这个叫做偷偷进来的人啊。
These are those who creep in and notice.
我们看一下约翰福音的第十章啊。
Let us turn to John chapter 10.
这里主耶稣有特别警告哦。
Now here Jesus gives us a warning.
约翰福音的第十章的第一节啊。
John chapter 10 verse 1.
十章第一节
Chapter 10 verse 1
他这里说我实实在在告诉你啊人进羊圈不从门进去倒从别处爬进去这人就是贼啊就是强 道哦。他说呀，一个人如果不带着正确的目的来到教会啊、哦、
，So if someone doesn't come to church for a pure motive，
他说这人就是贼，就是强盗啊。
And the Bible says this person is a robber, a thief。
啊，什么叫做错误的目的
？What do we call a wrong motive？
就是来到教会啊，想要做生意，想要赚钱的、啊。
It is to come to church in order to gain a profit, to conduct more business transactions。
想要占教会的便宜啊
，to take advantage of the church。
啊，这个就不好了，这个就是贼，就是强盗哈、哦。
So portion of good and such person is called a robber and a thief。
所以我们今天来到教会要带着一个比较单纯的目的啊。
So today the place to come to church with a more innocent objective。
啊，我们就是来寻找神。
We come to seek God。
啊，不管是寻找神的帮助
，No matter if we seek God's help，
寻找神的怜悯
，God's mercy，
寻找神的力量
，God's strength。
至少在你的寻找当中，你都重视到有一个神啊。
At least in your seeking, some part of it must have God in it。
哦，所以不要以教会作为得利赚钱的机会啊。
But under no circumstances take church as a source of gain or profit。
这个叫做偷偷进来的人啊。
This is a call to creep in and notice。
那在这里讲到有第二种啊。
Now we also have the second problem。
我们看回来犹大书哦。
Let us return to Jude。
犹大书的第一章的第四节啊。
Jude chapter 1 verse 4。
犹大书第四章第一章第四节，他说有些人是偷偷进来的哈，这种是要被定受刑罚，是不虔诚的，将我们的神的恩当作放纵情欲的机会哈。他这里讲到教会里有第二个问题啊。
Here is tells the second problem of the church。
第一个问题叫做偷偷进来，就是啊，目的不正确啊。
Of course, we call to creep in unnoticed. That is to say, to have a wrong motive。
这样的人虽然人在教会里面
，although such people are in the church。
这样的人虽然有来聚会
，although such people come to service。
这样的人虽然有表现的像啊，表现起来看起来好像是一个基督徒
，although such people have a godly appearance。
他说最后啊，这些人是要被刑罚，就是不会得救的啊。
In the end, it is here they are marked for condemnation, not for salvation.
所以一个人如果来教会却不知道要找神
，so a person comes to church not knowing to seek God.
哇，这是最后不会得救啊
！Then in the end they shall not be saved.
哦，所以圣经里面告诉我们啊
，so the Bible tells us.
他说啊，如果一个人来信耶稣啊
，if a person comes to believe in Christ,
来信耶稣信了一辈子啊
，and believes in Christ for a lifetime.
他说一个人信主信了一辈子。却只追求世上的好处啊
！The Bible says if a person pursues Christ for an entire lifetime, but only pursues him for the good of this life.
那他说啊，这个人比众人都可怜啊
！Then the Bible says such person is more worthy of pity than all.
你比那个没有信主的还可怜啊
！It's more worthy of commiseration.
信主信了一辈子，从来没有想要进天国啊！你比众人都可怜啊
！And the worldly people, that those unbelievers.
所以偷偷进来的不会得救啊，会受永定的刑罚。
Those who people knowledge shall not be saved, but rather they are more for condemnation.
啊，第二种问题叫做啊，把神的恩当作放纵情欲的机会啊。
The second problem consists in taking God's grace and turning it into lewdness.
因为在当时候的教会有一个很奇怪的说法。
Because at that time there was a prevalent strange saying.
叫做行恶以至于成善啊。
Which is to do evil in order to do good.
啊，这是什么意思啊
？What does this mean?
什么叫做行恶以至于成善？然后
How can one do evil and then be good?
啊，就是说，哎呀，你看我们的神会赦免我们的罪，对不对
？So the process as follows: God forgives our sins, right?
那我如果不犯几个罪，让他赦免，怎么显出他的厉害呢
？So if I don't sin and commit a little evil, how is God able to manifest His power and strength?
我如果只有犯一点小罪
，If I only commit a little sin,
哎呀，这个哈、哦，让神来赦免。太容易了。
Then it is too easy for God to forgive that.
我如果犯那个很严重的罪
，If I go to commit very serious sins,
再让神来赦免我，那不就显出神很厉害吗
？I mean, come God's forgiving grace, doesn't this glorify God's name?
哇，神这样子显出他的荣耀，是因为我犯罪，我来帮他的忙啊。
And the reason God was able to manifest His power is because of me, because I helped Him.
哦，所以那时候有些人就用这种观念在教导，在做事情啊。
Some people at the time were teaching and doing things according to this.Twisted idea.
他说：“你犯罪犯越多啊，神的荣耀就越大，那你是他的帮手啊。”
Saying the more you sin, the more the grace of God is manifested. Therefore, you are helping God.
如果没有你，神怎么显得出他的荣耀呢
？Without you, how can God's grace be manifested?
如果没有你犯罪，怎么显得出神的赦免呢
？Without your sinning, how can God's forgiveness be shown?
哦，所以越犯罪，哎呀，你是在帮助神啊，在帮神的忙啊。
So therefore, the more you sin, the more you are helper of God.
哦，在当时有这种非常错误而且离谱的观念在教会里面啊。
This is a very outrageous and wrong saying that was in the church at the time.
啊，但是却有很多人相信啊。
Nevertheless, many people believed it.
为什么很多人相信？
Why did many people believe?
因为他们想要借用这种方式来放纵情欲啊。
Because they wanted to take such an excuse to let loose of their fleshly desires.
而又不会被良心责备啊。
And at the same time, not be rebuked by their own conscience.
一方面顺着情欲去犯罪。
So on one hand, they would sin according to their flesh.
自己心里还说我是在为神做工啊。
And in their hearts, they would tell themselves that they were aiding God's work.
没有我犯罪，怎么显得出神的慈悲、神的怜悯呢？
Without my sinning, what is to be of God's mercy?
哦，保恩在这里，犹大说不可以啊。
But Jesus says no such thing.
犹大说你这是什么？把神的恩当作放纵情欲的机会啊。
Jesus says this is to take the grace of God as an opportunity for sinning.
哦，所以我们今天信主以后啊。
So today after we have believed in Christ.
神召我们是叫我们要行善，要圣洁。
God call us unto holiness and unto good.
我们来看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书哦。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
第四章的第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第七节啊
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 7
啊，在这里说神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁哦。
7 For God did not call us to uncleanness but in holiness.
啊，所以在这里啊，圣经里讲得很清楚啊。
So it is very clear the way it is said here.
他说啊，神召我们是为了什么？
Why did God call us?
神召我们是要我们成为圣洁。
So that we can be holy.
神要我们能够活出一个好的形象来。
So that we can live the image of Christ.
而不是叫我们犯罪啊。
Not call us into sin.
啊，所以我们今天不要啊，把这个神的恩典当作放纵情欲的机会啊。
So today let us not take God's grace as an opportunity for sinning.
现在世界上很多基督徒就是这个样子。
Today, many Christian denominations do exact.
你会发现说，现在很多基督教都是这种说法。
You discover that many denominations speak of this.
很多天主教也是这样，他们天主教也是这样子讲。
Catholicism also prescribes the same thing.
啊，犯罪啊，哎呀，祷告就好啦。
If you sin, just pray and it is forgiven.
啊，犯罪啊，记得要悔改。
If you pray, go into confession.
啊，犯罪啊，记得要去告解啊。
If you sin, then repent.
哦，那犯罪啊，记得要去奉献啊。
If you sin, remember to make an offering.
啊，奉献就好，奉献就好，前进。进去就没罪了。
Actually, just offering, just put your money in the offering box and your sins are forgiven.
神了解，神明白，神赦免。
God understands, God knows, He forgives.
啊，讲到最后啊，人犯罪没有关系啊。
And in the end, the message is almost saying sinning is okay.
这个叫做啊，把神所赐的恩当作放纵情欲的机会啊。
This is what we call to convert into lewdness, the grace of God.
所以我们今天不要像他们这么的无知，这么的愚蠢啊。
Let us not be so ignorant and so foolish.
不管圣经里面，不管是保罗还是犹大，都告诉我们啊。
No matter if it is Paul or Jude, they both tell us.
当你信主以后，
when you believe in Christ,
你就有一个规范，叫做基督徒的规范。
Then you have a boundary that is called a Christian boundary.
这个基督徒规范从圣经里面来啊。
And this boundary is established through the Bible.
当你跨过了这个规范，
when you step out of this boundary,
你就是犯罪的人。
Then you have sinned.
当你犯罪了，
when you have sinned,
你就失去了神的恩。
Then you have lost God's grace.
尤其是故意犯罪的人啊。
Especially if you sin on purpose.
那有些人犯罪啊，有些人。偶然被过犯所胜，一时软弱了。
Sometimes we are overcome by adversity by the power of sin and we are weak.
你要祷告悔改，求神赦免。
And if you sin in such a circumstance, you repent and ask for God's forgiveness.
啊，但是如果你是故意犯罪
，But you go to sin intentionally,
而且还蛮骄傲的，哎，你看我犯罪，神又能拿我怎么样
？And on top of that, you are proud and puffed up.
啊，那我犯罪，反正神会赦免我。
Saying doesn't matter, God will forgive.
希伯来书说这样的人啊没有赎罪的恩给他啦。
Hebrews says that there is no atonement for such people.
那所以我们不要啊滥用神所赐的恩啊。
So let us not misuse the grace of God.
然后不要像这些信徒一样哦。
Let us not be to the likelihood of these people.
我们看加拉太书的第五章啊。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书的第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
加拉太书的第五章十三节啊。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13.
十三节
13.
弟兄们你们蒙召是要得自由只是不要把你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会总要用爱心 互相服侍。哦，所以在这里啊，保罗告诉我们啊，
This is what Paul tells us here.
神给我们爱，
God gave us his love.
神给我们自由，
He gave us freedom.
却不是要我们来犯罪，
Not for us to sin.
所以神给我们是什么样的自由？
So what liberty does God give us?
不是可以犯罪的自由啊，
He did not grant us liberty to sin.
不是不用聚会的自由，
Not a liberty to, from service.
有人讲说，哎呀，我自由了，我为什么要去聚会？我是自由的，我不用聚会啊。
Some people say, I'm free in Christ. Why do I have to go to service?
哦，我只要随时心里有神就可以了。
If I have God in my heart, isn't that enough?
啊，这不对啊。
But this is wrong.
神给的自由是什么？
What is the liberty that God gives?
神所赐的自由是人可以不要犯罪的自由。
The liberty that God gives consists in not having to sin.
神给的自由是人能够敬拜神的自由。
It is the liberty to worship God.
是可以聚会读经祷告的自由。
The ability to pray, to read the Bible, to come to service.
是能够行道爱人的自由。
It is the liberty to love and to serve one another.
哦，所以不要把神的自由当作什么行恶放纵的机会啊。
So let us not be mistaken and take the liberty of God as an opportunity for the flesh.
哦，所以在这里犹大警告当时的信徒啊。
And here this is how Jude warns the believers of the time.
不要自己骗自己啊。
Do not deceive yourselves.
坏人做坏事啊。
And the evil people do evil.
就要受恶事的报应啊。
Likewise, they will have a bad outcome.
他说只有行义的才是义人啊。
Only those who do good are called righteous.
哦，所以在这里第二个问题啊，把神的恩拿来放纵情欲啊。
So this is the second problem in the apostolic time to take God's grace as an opportunity for lewdness.
好，我们看一下犹大书的第一章。好，
Let us turn to Jude chapter 1.
犹大书的第一章的第四节的后半段。好，
Jude chapter 1 verse 4.
他这里说，把我们的神的恩当作放纵情欲的机会，不认识独一的主宰我们主耶稣基督啊。他这里讲到说，哇，当时的信徒的第三个问题啊。
Here we see the third problem of the believers of the time.
第一个问题是偷偷进来，目的错误。
The first is to creep in with a wrong motive.
第二个是放纵情欲，活在罪恶的生活里面。
The second is to live in flesh and to live in lewdness.
第三个叫做不认识神，信主信得非常的无知啊。
The third is to not know Christ and be ignorant of the grace of God.
当时有些人说要来教会啊。
So at that time, although some people came to church,
好像是信徒。
They seem believers.
好像有聚会。
They seem to come to service.
但是啊，不管传道讲什么，通通听不进去啊。
No matter what the preacher says, they cannot accept it.
人好像到了教会。
Although physically, it seems they came to church.
心却不在教会。
Their hearts are elsewhere.
可能信主信很久了。
Maybe they believe for many years.
但是信仰一点长进都没有。
Their faith doesn't have even a little growth.
他说这个也是一个问题啊。
This is also a problem.
信主很多年，信到不认识我们的主耶稣基督啊。
To believe many years but not know our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这就是当时信徒的一个问题啊。
It was a problem for the believers.
为什么会不认识主耶稣基督？
So why is it that they did not know Christ?
有几个可能哦。
Some possibilities.
也有几个原因哦。
Some reasons.
第一啊，他们看人过于看神啊。
First, they look up to men more than they look up to God.
保罗也遇到这样的问题啊。
Paul also encountered the same problem.
好，我们来看一下哥林多啊。哥林多前书哦。
First Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书第一章哦。
Let us see First Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章的第十一节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 11.
十一节
11.
他说因为格莱士家里的人对我说起弟兄们啊，说你们中间有纷争啊。十二节啊，我的意思就是你们个人说啊，我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。十三节啊，基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名洗礼吗？好，所以在当时教会还有一个问题啊。
So at the time the church had another problem.
喜欢看人啊。
People like to look up to other people.
因为喜欢看人，最后就看不到神啊。
Because they looked upon other people, they did not see God.
哦，我是属保罗的，为什么啊？保罗很有恩赐，保罗很会行神迹啊。
I am a Paul. Why? Because he is very gifted and he performs miracles.
哦，那保罗有什么了不起？我是属彼得的。
Paul is nothing. I belong to Peter.
我彼得啊，老这个老门徒。哇，这个十二使徒之首啊
！Peter is the lead of the apostle. He has seniority.
跟过耶稣啊，耶稣说天国钥匙交给他。
He followed Jesus Christ, and moreover, he received the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
啊，这个彼得是过去的，我是属亚波罗的。
Peter is out of fashion. I am.
亚波罗年轻力壮，又有口才，又有知识。
Apollos is a new generation, new hope with eloquence and power.
最会正道啦。
And he is a more gifted.
你看他一讲到，大家都哇，好感动啊
！See how when people people are touched when he speaks.
我是属亚波罗的。
I am of Apollos.
当时候的教会就是这样子啊，哇，那个分门别类、纷争结党啊。
This is what happened at the church of the time. People were divided and in contention.
这个厉害。
This is more powerful.
哇，这个很出名。
And this is more famous.
哦，这个很受人敬重。
And this one is more respected.
这个很有恩赐。
This one is more gifted.
哦，所以他们就分开了，大家都在看人呐。
So the people divided, looking up to other people.
看人看到最后就不认识耶稣啦。
Because they looked upon others, they don't know Christ.
所以我们今天来到教会啊。
So today, if we come to church,
不管是谁带你来的
，No matter who brought you to church,
也不管是谁讲道让你感动的
，No matter who was speaking when you were touched,
更不管是到底是谁来帮你洗礼的
，And even more so, doesn't matter.Who baptized you?
还是哪一个帮你按手的时候你得圣灵的、啊、
？Who laid hands on you so you receive the Holy Spirit?
啊，这些都过去了。
These all things are the past.
不要一直记在心里啊。
And、do not keep remembering.
不要把它当成你的，不要把它当成你崇拜的对象啊。
Do not consider them your object of worship.
他们大家都是工人。
Because all of them are workers of God.
哦，所以我们不要搞个人崇拜。
Therefore, let us not do personal worship.
不要尊重工人过于所当的。
Let us not respect workers more than they deserve.
尊重工人是需要的。
The respect that we need to give workers is due.
哦，圣经里面讲说啊，这个什么工人受敬劳苦的工人受加倍的敬重啊。
The Bible says that the workers of God, the senior workers of God are worthy of more honor.
那、哦、所以啊，尊重工人是需要。
So to show honor, respect to the workers of God is something necessary.
但是千万不要有个人的崇拜啊。
We should not worship them to a point that it becomes personal.
哇，这个很有名的传道来啦。
This very famous preacher came here to church.
他到哪里我都一直跟着他，一直跟着他。
And so when he's in the area, no matter to what church he goes, I follow.
这个叫做什么？信耶稣信到不认识耶稣啊。
And、this is to believe in Christ to the point that we do not know Christ.
哦，所以啊，在这里啊，犹大告诉我们哦。
And here Jude gives us this warning.
有些人会信耶稣信到不认识耶稣是谁呀、啊、
？And some people believe in Christ to the point that they deny him. Who are they?
因为他们的眼睛只有看到人啊。
It's because they only see other people.
哦，所以我们不要看人啊。
So let us not look up to people.
记得要来到教会要看耶稣啊。
Remember, come to church and lift up your eyes to Christ.
那当耶稣带着门徒上山哦。
When Jesus Christ took his disciples to the mountain.
他带着彼得、雅各、约翰哦。三个人到遍茂山上去啊
When he took Peter, James and John
那、啊、圣经里面很有名的一个记载啊
The Bible records it very famously
他说啊在山上啊耶稣遍茂容貌放光啊
It says that Jesus was transfigured in the mountain and his countenance shone with glory
他说在山上有两个人出现啊
And it is said that two people appear in the mountain
他说摩西出现呢
It is said that Moses appeared
以利亚出现呢
Elijah also made an appearance
那、啊、这两个人是何等人物啊
How great are these two people?
有那个摩西是以色列的民族英雄啊。
Moses is the folk hero of the Israelites.
是他们最崇拜的对象啊。
They are he's the most revered figure in the history of the Israelites.
行下十大灾一样，带领以色列百姓200万人出埃及啊。
He gave the 10 plagues so that 2 million Israelites could escape the bond of Egypt.
被称为神家中最敬重的仆人啊
and he is called and considered the most loyal servant in the house of God
啊这是摩西啊
this is Moses
以利亚又是哪一位啊
that's for Elijah who is he
以利亚在最黑暗的亚哈时代啊
in the times of darkness during the reign of King Ahab
一个人改变了整个以色列国的历史啊
single-handedly he changed the course of Israelite history
他被称为烈火的先知啊
he is called the prophet of fire
为什么叫他烈火的先知
why is he called the fiery prophet
啊因为他脾气非常的不好啊
because he had a very short temper.
他一跟神祷告，火就从天上降下来啊。
Soon as he prayed to God, fire descended from the heavens.
哇，那个有人来欺负他，祷告火就降下来，把对方烧掉啊。
When people came to attack him, he prayed and fire came from the heavens and burned them alive.
是在最黑暗时代里面出现最强大的先知啊。
In the times of darkness, appeared the most powerful prophet.
所以摩西是他们最伟大、最崇拜的对象。
So Moses is the object of adoration for the Israelites.
以利亚是他们最尊重、觉得最厉害的先知
Elijah is considered the most respected and powerful prophet in the history of
他说这两位出现来跟主耶稣讲话、哦、
These two figures appear during the vision and spoke with Jesus Christ、
啊、但是圣经上面写、哦、
But the Bible says
他说、啊、云彩把他们都遮住了
But the cloud covered them
当云彩离开以后
And when the cloud was removed
他说只剩耶稣一人、啊、
The Bible says that abided Jesus only.
所以如果你是崇拜摩西的
So if you are of the worship of Moses
那你要失望啊
Then you shall be disappointed
因为摩西已经消失了
Because Moses has vanished
如果你是崇拜以利亚的
If you worship Elijah
那你要失望啊
Then you will be disappointed
因为以利亚的时代也会结束啊
Because era of Elijah also came to its end.
所以今天信耶稣不要信到人的身上啊。
Therefore, if we believe in Christ, let us believe in people.
拜神而不要拜人。
Let us worship God and not other people.
尊重而不要崇拜。
Let us respect others but not worship them.
要不然你会信到不认识耶稣哦。
Otherwise, we believe to the point that we do not know Jesus.
还有另外一个原因啊。
Then there is another reason for.
我们来看一下提摩太后书哦。
Let us turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书
Second Timothy
第三章
Chapter 3
提摩太后书的第三章
Second Timothy Chapter 3
第六节
Verse 6
提摩太后书的第三章第六节
Second Timothy Chapter 3 Verse 6
那第六节说，那偷进人家牢笼无知妇女的正是这等人，这些妇女担负罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。他这里说一个人为什么会信耶稣，信到不认识耶稣啊？
Here we see the reason why a person might believe but not know Jesus.
在这里说这些妇女啊，常常学到终究不明白啊。
The woman mentioned here always learn the truth but never understand the truth.
为什么终究都不能明白？
Why is it that never come to the knowledge of truth?
在这里讲说他们被各样的私欲引诱哦。
It says that they were led away by their lust.
我说一个人啊，如果生活有问题啊，
If a person has problem in their lifestyle,
一个人啊，如果没有脱离罪恶，
If a person has not escaped the bondage of sin,
一个人如果没有把学到的道理试试看在生活当中运用出来。
The person has not applied the truth they have learned into their daily lives.
长久学到终究不能明白圣经啊。
Then they can be always learning and never be able to come to the
knowledge. 因为道理不是用读的、用背的、用记的。
Because the truth is not learned through reading to memorize.
而是要把它在生活当中一样一样的实行出来啊。
Rather is learned when it is applied concretely into one's life.
所以一个人怎么样才能够认识道理
？So how is it that a person learns the truth?
除了来教会听到以外
，apart from coming to church to listen to the truth.
除了在家里读经以外
Apart from reading the Bible at home,
最重要学道理的方法哦
The most important key
就是把它行出来哦
Is to apply it and use it
哦，你先行一件看看哦
Start a small start
从一件开始一件事情就好了
Just from one little thing
哦，像我们今天学了
For example that we learned today
哦，我们今天学到说哎呀来教会的目的要正确
We learned that when we come to church, we need to have a pure objective.
啊，那我们就祷告当中，神啊，求你给我一个清洁的心，让我能够有个正确的目的。
And so to this end, we can pray to God, saying, God, grant me a pure and clean heart that might have the right motivation.
啊，所以下次如果来教会的时候啊
，the next time I come to church,
啊，如果有人要找你做生意啊
，if someone comes to you and say, hey, let's strike a deal,
我有个好投资啊，一个很好的投资方案啊
，a very good lead for investment,
包赚不赔啊。
I guarantee that no matter what, it will be a profit.
你要笑笑跟他说不用了，谢谢啊。
And very cordially say no, thank you.
啊，不要像现在说，哎呀，哎，来换一下资料，哎，赶快给我啊资料啊，你有什么给我一下啊
？I don't say for real. Then let me know what this is about right away.
哎呀，传道在看我，哎，等一下写给我，等一下写给我啊。
Hold on, the preacher is looking. Just.Maybe later.
我跟你讲了，如果包赚，他就不会找你的啦。
I tell you, if it's a guaranteed win, then why would a person come to you?
你又不是他爸爸妈妈。
You are not their father, their mother.
你又不是他儿子孙子。
You are not their son, their daughter.
他包绝对赚钱，他为什么要找你
？If it's a guaranteed profit, then why share it with you?
就是找你，就是什么？一定有原因有目的的嘛不要那么傻、啊、
They come to you Don't be fooled Because there is something They can obtain out of you
但是不管能不能赚钱
But no matter if that leads to a profit or loss
你记得、啊、我来教会不是为了这些东西啊
Remember I come to church Not for any of this、
哦、所以下次你就学会你把它实行出来你就学会了这个道理啊、
so、Next time we come to church And apply this In the manner mentioned Then you have learned this truth
所以一个人为什么会终究学为一个人为什么会常常学到终究不明白道理啊
How can it be that a person learns of the truth but doesn't understand it?
不明白道理不代表他不知道圣经哦
To understand and to know are different things.
不明白道理不是代表他读不懂哦，他不会看哦
To understand doesn't mean that they read and they don't understand the meaning of the words.
人家搞不好比我们还懂啊
Maybe they know them better than we do.
比我们还会讲啊
And they are able to explain it better than we.
长久学到终究不明白啊
To always be learning, never understanding.
因为他没有试试看在生活当中把它做出来
Because they never even tried to apply apply to their lives.
老师，我们看到很多信徒哦。
So this we see in many members.
不见得学识很高。
It does not imply that they have very high education.
不见得圣经很懂。
They might not necessarily have very deep understanding of.
但是我们可以看到他们的信仰不断的在进步，不断在长进哦。
We see that concretely their faith is better day by day.
为什么
？Why?
因为他们学一样做一样，学一样做一样。
Because they learn something, they do something. They learn something, they apply it to their lives.
我们学到说，哎呀，要为教会做点圣工。
We learn that we should do a little something for the church.
80% 的信徒听完就算了。
80% of members listen to it and they forget it.
老调重弹，又讲做圣工，又讲奉献，又讲爱神啊，都一样。
It is the same old laundry again and again.
但是啊，哎，有的信徒就不一样了。
But some members are different.
他就开始想说，我能做什么圣工呢
？Some people said to themselves, "How can I?" Help Christ a step further.
他就会开始观察说，我能够做些什么呢
？So they start to observe, seeing where there is a need for them.
然后他就去做了。
And they go and execute.
这叫做长久学道，常常长进。
This is to always be learning, to always be growing.
不是什么大道理啊。
It is nothing too difficult to understand.
也不是什么了不起的事情啊。
It is nothing too extraordinary.
信仰是很生活的。
Faith is something very applicable to our life.
信仰的伟大在平凡的生活中才看得见。
And the greatness of faith can be manifested in the circumstances of the commonness of our lives.
神看见就可以了。
If God sees it, that is what we care.
所以要长久学道，要实行道理在生活当中。
So let us be always learning and always applying.
不要像这里啊。
Unlike what we saw here.
信主信到最后不认识主耶稣基督啊。
And these people who believe in Christ, but in the end denied him and they don't know him.
那就可惜了
哦。That would be very unfortunate.
所以我们今天以这三种警告教会中的问题来作为我们的警告
So today for winter encouragement these are the three things we share
不要偷偷进教会啊
Do not creep in a notice into the church
进教会的目的要纯正
Let us have a right motivation to come into church
不要滥用神所赐的自由
Let us not misuse the freedom that we receive from God
神给自由是希望我们能够自由的爱他
God gave us freedom so that we can love him and serve him freely
不要信到最后不认识耶稣
Let us believe that not to the point that we do not know Christ
如果你信主信了一辈子
If you believe in Christ for a lifetime
到最后审判日那一天
And in the end during the day of the judgment
站在审判台前
Standing before the judgment seat
神就看着你啊、
And God looks down on you
看着你摇摇头啊
Shaking his head
说你不认识我
And saying you don't know me
我也不认识你
And I do not know who you are either
那就可惜了啊、
That would be very pitiable
所以我们要被神所认识
So let us be known by God
信主要信到被神认识啊
Let us believe to the point that God knows who we are
能够有个成功的信仰
And let us have a triumphant faith
我们一起唱诗啊
Let us sing him
112首
112
我们一起祷告
Let us pray